Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Bobo have been in the market this week because Cameron Archer has signed for Middlesbrough on a 6-month loan from Aston Villa. The forward was going to, we were trying to hope to sign the forward on a permanent deal in the summer, but we've got him on loan to help us kick us up to the Premier League, maybe, you know, who knows. Cameron Archer up top with Chubrak Pom, that CA connect would be fantastic, wouldn't it? But Dana, what's your thoughts on the signing of Cameron Archer? Because he really excited you, didn't he, at the start of the season?
I like that, CA Connect. I've always wanted a little, you know, like a SAS and MSN, yeah. Like maybe that's our own version of that. But yeah, I am really, really happy with Cameron Archer signing for us. I think as far as January signings go, I don't feel like he'd get much better than him. He hit the ground running at Preston, and remember, he did join them in January as well. So he can make an instant impact as they saw themselves. And I think if we can get him up and running, we'll get into the top six at the end of the season. I'm fairly confident in saying that because he is a brilliant player and he's very clinical. 7 goals from 7.2 non-penalty XG last season, which if I just bring my notes up, was the 81st percentile rank per 90 for non-penalty expected goals. If I look at FB Ref, he's just very clinical, you know, 7 goals from 21 shots, 4 goals in 4 appearances for England under 21s, I believe. I think a high frequency dribbler, over 3 dribbles per 90, which is the 85th percentile rank versus forwards in the Championship last season. I think when you have a dribbly forward, shall we say, the more dribbles that you attempt, the more that you'll probably not complete unless you're a Adama Traore. But still, just over 1 completed dribble per 90, which was the 68th percentile rank versus forwards in the Championship last season, still above average. And I looked into his stats a little bit more, a presser from the front as well, 0.5 tackles per 90 in the final third, the 93rd percentile rank. Ilham Ndiaye was the top rank there with 0.69, so not too far away. And when I looked at his stats when I looked at a few of his clips at Preston, he linked up really, really well with Daniel Johnson. And I'm thinking maybe if he plays as that number 9, you can see a good link up there between Riley McGree and Cameron Archer. He does like to operate in the left flank and left half space as well. So we could potentially see him play in that Riley McGree position. But I am really, really happy with the signing of Cameron Archer. I think that is an absolutely brilliant signing. Whether or not it works out for him, I think Bora have made the right decision bringing him in. I wouldn't be surprised if we were one of the teams that were after him in the summer before Stevie Gerrard put the block on that. But I'm really, really happy. I think that is a brilliant signing. Ryan Law said about him last season that his quality levels are fantastic. He's bullish, strong, he can roll, and he's got that little burst of pace too. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what he can do. I think he's going to be a successful signing for us because we've got the platform to be able to make sure that these signings and these strikers are a success with Giles. With that Pom being a good link-up striker as well, the two, I think, can play off each other really well.
Mm. And obviously yesterday, Tom, we didn't really see much of him given Brighton's about 99% possession in the second half. But what's your thoughts on the signing?
Well, first off, I just want to say that I found Denison dribbly forward for Cameron Archer far too funny there. Can we make that a thing? Kind of like target man poacher dribbly forward. That's brilliant. But I was happy with the signing. I've not seen too much of him. I watched a couple of Preston games last season, including the one where they battered us. And I think he obviously scored that day, didn't he? So he looked a good player from what I saw, but I hadn't seen a whole lot of him. The Preston fans seemed absolutely gutted when we signed him, so that's already a good start. And then I was looking at some of the Villa fans' reaction as well. And they were kind of saying, you know, I thought he might have been in and around the first team. If we can just get him into the team and get him going, he'll like be a difference maker for us. There was another guy who was replying to a Borough fan asking what we can expect. And he said he plays like a young Jermaine Defoe. And I was like, well, if he's like a young Jermaine Defoe, then you can't go wrong with that, surely, because he was a quality striker. And I can kind of see what they meant from the brief appearance yesterday. He's very quick, quite strong as well. Fairly similar build as well. I think he did seem a little bit shorter. But then again, I was at the top of the West Stand, so I don't know, anyone might have seemed shorter from up there. but he did seem bright when he came on, and he could have had a couple of chances, well, half chances in what we had. But I'm looking forward to seeing more of him, really. And also, we've got this graphic from Foreseeable, for anyone on YouTube watching, but you can kind of see the percentile stats from what we can expect from him. High expected goals, a lot of offensive dual shots. So he does, from that, look like he is going to be the type of striker who can create a chance for himself and get past a player. Aerial duels is understandably quite low there, but I don't think we're going to be putting a lot of balls into the box for him to win headers from. And then you can see on the possession stats there, a lot of dribbling. Dribbling success only around the between the 40-50% mark, but at least he's trying it, and from that he's creating his chances and being able to kind of create key passes for other players in the team as well. So overall, I'm really looking forward to seeing what Archer has to offer.
I think that high expected goals is probably because he wants to shift the ball into these spaces. Obviously, I said dribbly forward there. He wants to be able to take the ball in these tight areas where he is getting marked. He wants to take the ball beyond and create those opportunities for himself that are probably high-value opportunities. He seems both-footed, in all honesty, when I was looking at his goals. They were right-footed goals, left-footed goals. I think that probably just maximises the potential for those high expected goal opportunities. So I think that is bringing it to have. And he's somebody that offers us a bit different. I think Michael Carrick said or told Cameron Archer that he was the missing piece. So in terms of, playing off the shoulder, getting in behind, stretching the defence, I think Borough maybe lacked that a little bit. So I'm looking forward to it. I really am. I think, again, playing and operating in those left spaces could link up really well with Ryan McGree, or he could play in his position, but in a different sort of way. So I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do. I'm a really, really big fan of Cameron Archer in this signing.
Yeah, he's a pressy, dribbly forward, isn't he? honestly, I think it is a really good signing from us, isn't it? I think he's exactly what we need in terms of creating our own chances. But I think the pressing stats and the defensive stats were really, really strong. It looks like he's able to press centre-halves or try and get the wing-backs into creating errors to create the space for us to get forward for Akpom to do that. But then also his finishing stats were excellent. And you can see why a lot of Preston fans are very disappointed to see him come to Middlesbrough. But speaking of a Preston fan, we spoke to Ben HD to get his insight on Cameron Archer during his time at Preston.
All right, guys, hope you're all well. So Cameron Archer to Middlesbrough. I'm not going to lie, as a North End fan, I'm a little bit gutted. I was holding out the smallest shred of hope that maybe we'd be able to tempt him away in January, but I think he was always more likely to go for a side gunning for a promotion like you. So in terms of the play himself, I think you're getting an absolutely cracking striker, especially for the Championship. Archer was probably one of the most natural finishers that I've ever seen at Preston. He really is that good. He had that instant impact when we signed him. He scored in his debut and he just continued to get better from that point onwards, really. In terms of the player, I think his all-round game really developed throughout his time at Preston. Very good dribbler, can go past a man, has that burst of pace, but probably the best thing about him is his movement. He was exceptionally good at playing off the last man, beating the offside trap, and just his movement in around the box and his ability to get a shot away and work an angle for a shot from the most unlikely of places. I think he really developed, like I said, in terms of his time here. There were a few conversations in the early months that we had, Archer, that yes, he's obviously a fantastic finisher and player all around, but how well did he fit into our system alongside Emile Reese and sort of working that striker partnership? And it probably did take a little bit of time to go ahead and work out that, you know, both them wanting to be the sort of main man in the team and the player on the end of things. But in the final few months especially, I think the pair really worked on that partnership between them. Themselves. And the perfect example, probably that game we had against you at Deepdale towards the end of the season when we beat you 4-1, you know, they both linked up for a goal. And we had quite a few examples of those towards the end of the season. And just thinking about the potential for Akpom linking up with Archer this season for you guys, I think that's a scary proposition. And I think with this signing, you've massively boosted your promotion chances because he is, like I say, one of the most natural finishers I've ever seen at North End.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
So, natural finisher, Presser and Preston are very disappointing. But then how do you think he can fit up front with Akpom? Because, you know, he's had a really good link up with Crooks, with Force. But can he do it with Cameron Archer? What do you think?
I think so. Akpom is very good at dropping deep, isn't he? And very good at being able to essentially pull centre-backs out of their intended position to effectively mark him. As Carrick said, as I mentioned on the last podcast, he's a marked man now, is Tuber Akpom, and I think that could be the perfect platform for Cameron Archer to be able to do his thing. It will be interesting from these Ryan Giles crosses, who's actually going to get on the end of them, because Akpom seems to be popping up in the perfect spaces to be able to receive those balls. And what Ben said there, the movement from Cameron Archer, I think it's going to be interesting to see exactly how they're actually going to link up. But in terms of what I mentioned there, Akpom dropping deep, Archer playing just off the shoulder, I think it could be a really, really good partnership. I just hope they don't get in each other's way when they eventually do get into those positions. But you probably actually see Akpom more on the right or leaning more towards the right side of the pitch, whereas Archer will probably be more towards the left. So I think they could really complement each other. And immediately when they came on, when Archer came on yesterday. There was, I mean, he didn't really have much of an opportunity. He had ample time, not ample opportunity to be able to actually impose the game, such as just the game state. You know, Brighton just passing the ball. We couldn't get anywhere near it, could we? But there was a part where he dropped deep and he linked up really well with Housen to create a 1-2 or to create a triangle. And I thought that was good from the very little that we saw. And when he came on, he immediately went to Alpom and just gave him instructions. So I'm interested to see how that develops, how that link up plays out. But I do think that it can work because individually they're, you know, Alpom's playing fantastically. I think individually I do really rate Cameron Archer as well. So I think we will see a good share of goals from them too.
Just to add on to that as well, I think based on what we've heard from Akpom before, I think especially after the Blackpool game where he's like, when I get the ball, I know exactly where everyone's going to be. I really wouldn't be surprised if Carrick already has in his mind, and Carrick and the coach and staff, how they want them to play together. And I think they're both that type of intelligent striker where they're going to take those instructions on board and they're going to know where they need to be for everything. So I'm also hopeful that they're not going to get in each other's way. And I think I'm pretty optimistic that, you know, the training grounds work on this tactic is going to be beneficial for them both. And I'm really looking forward to seeing that link up.
Just off the back of that as well, a point that I missed out that I think has to be highlighted is Aaron Danks is here. And Archer's mentioned in both the interviews that we've heard of him, he's mentioned Aaron Danks. So in terms of that settling in period, having a coach that you have a really good and strong relationship with, you know, in your previous club or your, you know, parent club, I think that would be really, really good just to be able to make sure that he is embedded into this team. So I think we do have all of the tools for him to be successful. So now I'm fully expecting him to score 3 goals and then go on loan to, like, I don't know, some French team next season, much like Balogun's done, and score, you know, as much as Balogun has. But hopefully not. Hopefully he scores all of them at Middlesbrough.
Yeah, you took that comment right out my mouth then. I was about to say about Aaron Danks being in, but thank you for putting that in. But anyway, you saved my voice. Tom, you know, now we've another forward in the building, we've got options, Don. You know, there's plenty of strikers to go around. But what do you think this means for Muniz and Hoppy now? Do you think this is kind of them potentially moving on, but in different circumstances? You know, Muniz back to Fulham, Hoppy going on loan.
I think if it's either of them, it's more likely to be Muniz. And I wouldn't be surprised if all the way through this window, in the background of us trying to get our own business done, we're trying to help him and Fulham facilitate another move somewhere else. That being said, our options up front now are great. I mean, I was looking at the bench yesterday. I had Muniz, Hoppy and Archer all sat on the bench. And I was like,
what more as well?
And what more, yeah. So 4 quality options you can potentially bring off the bench and help kind of change your game. So, like I said, I think it's more likely to be Muniz. I would see Hoppy still sticking around this season. I don't think he's going to go out on loan anywhere, but I think there's possibly more of a chance we see Muniz go somewhere else.
When does the MLS season start? It's quite awkward, isn't it?
Because
I'm just thinking, I'm pretty sure there was a report suggested anyway that an MLS team was interested in Hoppy before he joined Middlesbrough. So potentially there's scope there for him to go to the MLS. But yeah, their calendar is very different to ours, isn't it? So potentially not.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.